Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here from Kingdom Works. Great to be with you again. What a great day to be alive. Great joy and privilege to bring you these programs. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find them. As well, we'd love to connect you with some of the people we've had. Little e-news goes out every few weeks. You can subscribe to that. We'd love to hear from you. I'll tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today, Dr. Lee Fong. It's great to have you with us on the program today.
Thanks for having me on.
Fantastic. Well, let me do a little bit of introduction. Lee, you've got a bit of a reputation for AI. You're diving into the AI world a little bit as a health professional, but probably throughout life. So I thought I'd just drop something in AI about you, and then you can correct it if it's wrong.
Sure. Let's do it.
Well, it's my pleasure to introduce Lee Fong, a man who wears many hats and somehow keeps them all in the air. Lee's a dedicated husband, father of two sons, aged 18 and 20, serves as an elder at New Lambton Baptist Church and is actively involved in SRE at New Lambton
South
Public School. I've got an acronym there, but anyway, we got there. Professionally, Lee is a GP by training, but his passion for healthcare and community service has led him to contribute across multiple regional and national organisations. He jokingly suspects he has undiagnosed ADD. Being a health professional, is that diagnosed now?
Well, I guess really it should be diagnosed by somebody else. So yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to self-diagnose, we don't self-prescribe.
That's right. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Perhaps explaining how he manages to do so much. In his professional capacity, Lee's volunteered at Soul Hub for many, many years through the Soul Clinic. Which is doctors volunteering to help the poor, needy, vulnerable at Seoul. It's great to have you on the program, Lee.
Thank you.
I thought we'd just open up a few questions. You've got a very interesting life. I mean, you do wear many, many hats. It probably leans me to ask the question, do you sleep much?
I probably don't sleep as much as I should. I am a great believer in the power nap, though.
The power naps. They do
it's a
work.
Lifesaver.
They
it's
do
a
work. And as a health professional, they're good, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Look, if you get to a point where you're flagging and you're basically useless, then just knock yourself out for 15 or 20 minutes and make a huge difference.
I have subscribed to the power naps. Actually, they're very good. Just a brief time ago, whilst you're into gaming there a while ago.
Yeah,
look, but let me just to flesh that out a little bit. Not gambling, gaming.
Yes.
Yep. Is it video games, online game?
Oh, look, I was stuck in gaming since I was a teenager, really.
Okay.
And yeah, you know, I wanted to actually. My first desired profession was to review video games. I thought that way I can play games forever and make a living out of it. It didn't work out that way, but I didn't drop the gaming.
And it was quite addictive. You were on pretty regular.
Oh, like hours, mate. Like
hours.
Seriously, hours. Like
every day, just about.
I don't want. It's embarrassing to say how many hours. Yeah, that bit about not sleeping very much. There was previously a reason I wasn't sleeping very much was gaming.
I mean, it is addictive, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's designed to be.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
A lot of these things.
Yeah. Through that journey, probably in the wee hours of one morning, you felt the Lord prompting you and you know, the Lord was speaking to you. Just describe a little bit of your faith a couple of years ago. How would you describe yourself?
I sort of describe myself as being functionally agnostic. So I guess I had a very intellectual faith. Sort of said, you know, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus, all that stuff. But in terms of how much difference it made to my life, that would be not very much, actually. So if all of a sudden I said the next day, oh, I'm not a Christian anymore, but I've noticed the difference, And the answer is maybe not a lot.
Hmm.
So maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I thought to myself, I don't think I'm being really honest about this. Got inspired by something I saw, and I thought, you know what, maybe it was a bit of a midlife crisis as well, where I thought, doing stuff my own way, and you know, all this stuff I'm doing with the hats on and different things in healthcare and whatever, I guess I was kind of finding it kind of quite frustrating. I thought, what was happening in my professional life, what was happening in my personal life, it just felt like I wasn't really going anywhere. And my tactic of saying, hey God, I got an awesome plan, like I've got a fantastic idea, and God, can you just sign off on this, didn't really seem to be working. And so I thought, okay, maybe the way it's meant to work is the other way around. Maybe I'm supposed to say to God, hey, you know what, I've got an idea, but maybe I'm just going to put that to bed and say to you, hey, what's your idea?
Yeah,
and actually come to you and submit to your idea, consciously say, whatever your plan is, sign me up for it, whatever that looks like, which is maybe a bit scary. So that was kind of the flip that happened 2 or 3 years ago.
So it was part of his plan to ditch the gaming?
Yes, as it turned out. So probably about April of last year, there was something I suddenly got inspired after coming here. Actually, it might have been in this actual room, I'm not sure, where there was a conversation about what maybe could happen with Soul Clinic, AI, these ideas came together.
Yeah.
And I thought, I went home and I thought, I've got to write up a proposal, like to go for a grant to do this. And then I just gamed for hours. Didn't happen, did the same thing again the next day. And then I thought, I got this prompting, which I think was from God, which was to say, mate, this game is just getting in the way. Like you say you're submitting yourself to me,
right?
But this is one thing you haven't submitted.
Yeah, wow.
And it's getting in the way of doing what you could do for me, but actually was getting in the way of a lot of other stuff as well.
And that led to?
That led to me saying, right, this game that I was stuck into, I'm not going to say the name of it because I'm going to get stuck on that as well. That's right. I deleted it off my desktop. I deleted it off my laptop. And that was just the end of it. It made a huge difference, massive, massive difference.
You had time to do a proposal.
Yes, I did. And time to do a lot of things, not just write a proposal, but actually, I mean, let's not sugarcoat it. I had an addiction.
Yeah.
And what do addictions do?
Yeah.
They get in the way of everything. They get prioritized not just above God, they get prioritized over your family, your family relationships, your role as a spouse, your role as a father. It's just all sorts of bad stuff coming.
So I imagine the impact, I mean, we'll talk about what's emerged. If you've just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, with me, special guest today, Dr. Lee Fong. What was that impact, you know, when you submitted to that? I mean, you made some pretty big cuts, deleting things off computers and so on. I mean, we talk about addictions, how they impact us, but I don't think we've ever had a conversation about this one, because the obvious ones are obvious. But what sort of impact, once you begin to submit and hand over those things to the Lord, what was the impact in the home?
I guess to really know the impact, you'd have to speak to my wife and kids. But from
next week, maybe.
I guess from my perspective, it was. I guess it was changing from literally putting myself first. So I mean, I feel terrible saying this, but this is the truth. The truth was, if I had an option between spending time with my wife or with my kids, I wasn't prioritizing that because I wanted to get back into the gaming.
Right. Yeah. The addiction pulls you in, doesn't it?
Yeah. So if there was something where I thought like, oh, I should spend the time with my wife or my kids, then I would rush it. I wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't take. Yeah, I wouldn't
the quality
it.
Of time.
The
was,
quality. Yeah. And I don't. Mm. I think you can pick up on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's emerged? You end up doing a proposal. What's emerged since then? It's quite exciting.
So I guess what's happened is we've gone from taking a concept that I was interested in, which was, you know, what can we do to increase health equity. What can we do to increase access to healthcare? What's a way to do that? Well, we can bring some, get some more funding, get some more man hours, if you like, into one location, being Seoul. But can we also use AI as a kind of a workforce multiplier? And now I had all this time that I probably didn't have before. I could work on those ideas and take it from a concept to a reality, talk to the right people, spend time talking to the right people, get the right sort of bits and pieces together on paper in terms of proposals, and well, it's turned into something that's actually going to be happening.
It's amazing because you're really well connected with different national roles and state roles, and so you're well connected. So the Lord's used all those sort of things, your passion for health, your profession as well, which is. There might be some of our listeners a bit skeptic on the AI thing. With the application to health, you've done a fair bit of research. What's the accuracy? Can you describe it in perhaps easy understand language for some of us that may be skeptic?
So, I suppose the short version is both my own research and a lot of research that you can get online. So it's not it's not hidden or anything. Says that in particular settings, and I guess the kind of setting I'm talking about is primary care, sort of general practice type things, urgent care sort of things. The ability of some of these artificial intelligence models to both have high quality clinical reasoning and very good clinical knowledge with which to reason is, well, very good. And I think from a safety and quality perspective, have a very high potential to improve safety and quality of healthcare, and through better efficiencies, improved access to healthcare as well. And I think all of those things would be, basically, we can figure that out for Australian healthcare, maybe even going beyond Australian healthcare, then increasing safety and quality, increasing access. Sound like good things to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And some of our listeners would know what it's like to be stuck in the system or hard to get to it. And access is really, really important, particularly for vulnerable people. A pilot program's emerging. Somehow you've got some funding, which is going to establish the pilot program. What's your hope that will come from that over the next 12 months?
I hope that we can prove through the pilot that it is effective, that it is useful. It's one thing to say, I ran a few dummy cases through the system and they look pretty good. It's another thing to deploy it on the ground and have real people using it going through the system that we come up with.
Yeah, because it's not in isolation. It's partnering with other health agencies.
Partnering with Seoul, right?
Seoul, yeah.
And so pulling it all together and demonstrating that it is actually useful for patients and clinicians is the first step in what I hope will become something bigger.
Yeah, because the great dream would be that it's applied throughout the health system, if you call it the system, and expedite outcomes. And I'm led to believe that some of the diagnoses can be triaged by nurses, with obviously running by doctors and stuff like that, but with all the data that's collected on somebody's health records, it can be extremely, don't want to say 100%, but 99% accurate.
I think if we think about it, like if you go and see a doctor, if the doctor asks you the right questions and they've got access to your records, then they've got enough of the right information, they can make a good diagnosis. And it's pretty much the same with when it comes to AI. If you've got somebody or the system itself can ask the right questions, can get the right information, has access to the background information that's accurate as well, like your medication and your past history and stuff, investigations, then, well, all the evidence is that you get a good result at the end.
Brilliant. I do believe that this region is a place of innovation. The Lord's going to birth things unique that would serve the city, but also the nation, and perhaps be exported. And well done to you, courageous. Well, initially, submitting yourself to the Lord and laying down those things that were obstacles. Just brilliant, brilliant. What would you say to people that are looking to enter into their God-given purpose for life?
I think the big thing is, and this is, I guess, my experience, is we can come up with all sorts of plans. A lot of them might even seem like pretty good plans.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think it's up to God about whether something happens or not. And so instead of, oh, you know what, don't waste years or decades like I have coming up with my own plans and then saying, hey, God, can you check off on this because I'm so awesome and this is my awesome plan. Maybe you could try flipping it and saying, hey, God, I submit myself to you. I just bring myself to you. I lay myself down to you. I bring myself under your authority. And whatever your plan is, help me to get on board with you. Start from there. Try starting from there and then see what happens.
Brilliant, brilliant. And I love how he's used everything to get to this point too. It's not like your profession is an obstacle. It's not like your past is an obstacle. Your previous addictions are an obstacle.
Oh, yes.
The Lord uses everything and everyone. And Lee, it's been great having you on the program today. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find us. And I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.